This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واغسلها بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيها من القطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم أبدلها دارا خيرا من دارها وأهلا خيرا من أهلها وزوجا خيرا من زوجها. اللهم أدخلها جنتك وعزها من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرها ولا تدلنا بعدها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. This dua, brothers and sisters, if all of us recite every day, just for the sake of asking Allah for forgiveness for the poor and for the people who have passed away. And the second one, we also include everyone who are still living and those who are present with us here, and those who have passed away, and those who are absent, who are not here with us. We also pray, may Allah forgive the sin of all the young and the old, male and female. Now, these are very important prayer that will connect all of us to one another. We feel for one another. But it's not enough to say, I feel, I remember, but I don't even make dua for you. And also, you keep on praying for the fast recovery of anybody who has not been well among us, our family members, wherever they are. And may Allah make our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza steadfast, istiqamah, with what they have to face, the trial and the challenges that none of us have experienced yet. But their iman still stays strong. They see their children die in front of them. They see how the children gone through all the pain for no reason. We know there will come a time the one who was called to kill them also have no idea why they go and kill these innocent people. And the one who was killed don't even know why they want to kill us. For what reason? But this is what happening now. Anything that happened is a wake-up call for everybody. You cannot just pretend that, oh, nothing to do with me. Yes, not yet. It will never happen here. Not yet. But it may happen. We don't know when. But it's a good reminder to make sure that we are ready for the worst to come. Brothers and sisters, every night you see I always start my tazkirah with Qutbatul Hajah. Why I start with Qutbatul Hajah? This is the khutbah that our Prophet chose, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I have not mentioned the hadith after that. Only tonight I revive back this hadith. Khutbatul Hajah keep on reminding all of us the important to be grateful, to be thankful to Allah. And to be humble and keep on asking Allah for guidance, for forgiveness, to help us to overcome all our weaknesses. وَنَسْتَقْفِرُ And never forget to ask Allah to forgive all of us. And to forgive all our family members. Especially people who pass away. What is the prayer that the Prophet recommends first when you heard somebody pass away? إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعٌ إِسْتَقْفِرُوا لِأَخِيكُمْ Then the Prophet said, ask Allah to forgive your fellow brother or sister who just passed away. Important to ask Allah for forgiveness. That's why the dua istighfar that is very popular, highly recommended. I would say that there is the higher level, if you're given different category, this is the higher level of istighfar known as Sayyidul Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa. What is that? La ilaha illa anta. Then continue. The sound is getting slower, lower. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa'dika mastata'tu. Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu bi zambi faghfir li. Allahu akbar. Until the end. First, when you want to ask Allah, you must acknowledge who is Allah. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta. Acknowledge who is Allah. And you must affirm there's no other God except Him. Nobody can forgive you. You don't go to the graveyard and ask the deceased to forgive you. Too late. They need your prayer. They cannot pray for you anymore. But Abu laka bi ni'matika alayhi. What is important? The Prophet wants every one of us to acknowledge the risk, the ni'mah, the blessing that Allah has given you. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah said, you are grateful, thankful, I increase my blessing. If you take things for granted, خلاص. I leave it to you and I'll take it back. Slowly, I'll take it back. I don't think we want that to happen. We want to have a strong memory until we meet Allah. We want to be healthy physically until we meet Allah. Spiritually, we won't be connected to Him until we meet Him. We want to have a husnul khatima. Wa abu'u bi zambi. This is a very important area. You must admit, acknowledge your mistake. Be humble. You cannot say, oh Allah, you know, forgive me, forgive Allah. It's up to you, oh Allah. You talk to Allah in that manner. You are not humble. And Allah don't like people who are arrogant. Then you ask Allah to forgive you. And then we keep on asking Allah, Khutbatul Hajjah, oh Allah, I seek refuge from you, from the weakness within myself. Do we all have our weaknesses? Do we have our weaknesses, brother? We all have our weakness. Somebody was asking me, said, do you think I can go to paradise, Sheikh? I said, do you believe in Allah? Yes. Do you worship Allah? Yes. Are you fasting? Yes. But I don't know how to read the Quran yet. Okay, I memorize Fatiha, all there is. But I never read the Quran. Only Fatiha I memorize because of the prayer. Maybe the three kul. But I never been reading the Quran. And also I have one problem. Even in Ramadan, I cannot control my temper. Do you think I can go to paradise? I say, I share with you one hadith. This hadith didn't talk about Quran. Of course, there are some hadiths talk about the benefit of the Quran and the benefit of fasting. They will bear witness for us in Akhirah. They will intercede for us. But I share with him a very straightforward question from a Bedouin to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This man came to the Prophet, said, Ya Rasulullah, I only able to pray 5 times a day, the fard. No sunat qabliya ba'diya, no qiyam Ramadan, no witir, zero sunnah except fard. I only want to fast Ramadan, no 6 Shawwal, Isnin, Khamis, no. Ramadan. I only give zakat. No, call me to give first zakat. No. Zakat only. I only go to Hajj once. No more Umrah. I do the minimum, but I want to go to Jannah, Ya Rasul. Rasul, look at him. Yes, you can go to Jannah. Is that good news? Is that good news? Yeah, we do more than that. And this is not Ajam Arab. We are non-Arab. We are doing more than him. But the Prophet remind him, make sure that you do it properly. Because there are prayer that Allah accept, there are prayer that Allah reject. There are fasting that benefit you, there are fasting that you only benefit hunger and thirst. There are the sadaqah that Allah accepts, sadaqah that Allah will not accept. There are hajj that Allah accepts, there are hajj that Allah don't accept. Everything that Allah wants you to do, sometimes, if you are not careful, will be rejected. Man amila amalan ala laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad. And the Prophet continued by saying, min shururi anfusina, oh Allah, help me to overcome whatever I want to say, whatever I want to do. Oh Allah, help me to overcome this thing that I want to say, I want to do, that do not cause harm to other people and cause harm to myself. Remember hadith I shared here, la darara? Repeat. Alhamdulillah, good. Share this hadith with your family members and friends. Sometimes you have temper, but control. It's normal. Everybody have temper. Learn how to control. If you can't control, what do you do? The minimum, what do? Walk away. That's all. There are many I want to share with you, but tonight we have a special news. There is more tonight. Meaning we have Brother Tree's family is organizing some noodle for us. So when food is ready, it's not good to prolong my lecture. So please enjoy your more. Don't forget, for those who want to eat here or those who want to bring back and have all the thing is ready for you to do what you think is best for you. And please don't forget to pray for us. Pray for all our activities, our volunteers, our jama'ah, our staff, and we will keep all of you in our prayer. Anybody who has not been well among your family member, let us know. If you don't let us know, we may not remember them. We want to remember everybody. So, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless us with good health. Na'am. Homework A, B, C yesterday. I share with you 3 I, then I said A, B, C. Can somebody share with me what do A stand for? Air, batu, campur. That is the Malaysian A, B, C. Can somebody help me? What do I refer A to? A is? Our imam have given the answer. What is B stand for? What is B stand for? Anybody who don't hear what the imam responds, Zaki, ask him after that. Okay? What is B? What is B? Shuhid should know about B better. Shuhid like to travel. You understand? That's the hint I gave to Shuhid. Those who like to travel, to the west, there's a hint. The A and the B have make it clear that they don't value our life. We have no right. Only the Zek have right. I'm giving more clue. Only the Z have right. Anyhow, you can do your homework again. Then I will explain to you the C. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.